Nature's Term Limits. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Have you ever heard anything like this? When North Koreans heard the news of their leader Kim Jong-il had died, it prompted a massive cry-in at the Capitol. People genuinely distraught, grown men inconsolable. Today, of course, the world's leaders are pondering whether his death might destabilize the area. But the world's leaders must also be pondering something else. How did he pull it off? How did he get people to cry for him? Here's a guy who imported cognac and lobsters for himself while his people scraped by on a few ounces of rice. And never mind recession, he's presided over a permanent depression. Yet his people love him. Obama can't get unemployment below 8% and his approval rating tanks. Perhaps it's the legend. Our leaders like to talk about a childhood spent working in the drugstore for 50 cents an hour. But Kim Jong-il was born in a cabin in the mountains, his birth foretold by a swallow, and confirmed not just by a new star in the heavens, which has been done, but by a double rainbow and a talking iceberg. North Korean textbooks taught that he produced no body waste. North Korean media once claimed he shot 5 holes in 1 and finished 38 under par, the one guy who actually had fun playing golf. Whatever the reason, Kim Jong-il has given hope to the few dictators who remain that it is still possible to avoid the messiness of democracy and to die of natural causes, loved by all, and surrounded by lobster and cognac. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.